Coach Dave Van Horn joins us here on Overtime with Matt Jones and Trey Schaap. Coach, boy, it sure would be nice to still be playing baseball, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. It's it's just the way it goes. It's so competitive, and it usually comes down to a play here and there at this time of year. And we just didn't make that play or that pitch, and it's tough. It's tough watching some of these games on TV and spending most of our time just recruiting and getting our roster lined up for next year.
When you look back at this year, Coach, what are you going to remember about this year?
Just that it was a grind. It was a tough year. It seemed like we had to scratch for every win, and nothing really came easy. The pitching came easy. Defense was up and down early. The last month and a half, defense was outstanding. Offense was a fight, and had a couple of guys that have been in the program for a couple of years that just didn't have the offensive season that we had hoped. We had a couple of guys get better and step it up, but really as a group offensively, it was a battle.
Do you feel like you were kind of put behind the eight ball with all of the injuries that you had that kind of lingered in throughout the beginning of the year?
Well, I think it was a little bit of the issue of us getting off to a bad start. When I call it a bad start, we let some games slip away, had a couple of ball games we should have won that I think really, when you look at the end of the season, it gives us a few more wins, it raises our RPI, and, might have got us a regional here in Fayetteville.
Have you been able to determine what the committee wants you guys to do with scheduling to where in the future you might be able to get that regional?
It's a little difficult to figure it out, especially being where we're located. It's hard to get certain teams to play us in midweeks. There's not a whole lot to choose from. You go east or west, those schools have a lot of good programs right in their area they can play, and our situation is a little bit more difficult, and not to knock any leagues, but it's just tough to, the pool of teams that we have to choose from, certain times of the year to get to travel, it makes it more difficult, or we have to go on the road, and, we need to play home games here, so still trying to figure it out a little bit. You think that you win 18 games in league and a couple in the tournament, you have 20 SEC wins with a pretty good record. You got a real good chance of hosting a regional. It just didn't happen.
Coach, are you surprised? You talked about watching some of the games on television now, and it's tough to do. Are you surprised that the number of national seeds that are either facing elimination or have already been eliminated from the tournament?
To be honest with you, no. I think there's a lot of parity. Coaches, we've seen it coming. We've watched when we play other teams, and you can see the teams are, gaining momentum, being able to keep more players. The bats have calmed everything down a little bit, and I think teams are just a lot closer than they used to be. And it really doesn't surprise me. There's too much parity right now in Division I baseball.
You talked earlier about recruiting, and I know that's big, and it's the lifeblood of your program. But 11 players this year, the most of any team in America drafted in the MLB draft, how can that help you in recruiting?
Well, obviously we can use it when we're talking to recruits. And, our recruiting for the most part for kids, or as far as recruiting kids that are coming in this year, is done for the most part. Like I said, it's just trying to make sure everybody comes to school. We ended up actually having five of our incoming signees get drafted. I think there was one that wasn't reported, but it's and we feel like we're going to get three of those five, and then the two that we're losing, we didn't expect them to come anyway, so it wasn't a shocker. We may lose one more, and that could happen, but if it does, it does. But we feel good about the kids that we have coming in.
How difficult is it to recruit with the limited number of scholarships you have, and then like just happened, the draft comes, there are some that probably are going to go, and then some you just have to play the waiting game on?
Well, it's just part of it. We're used to it. We know we're going to have to deal with it, and that's just the way Division I baseball works at this level. We have to obviously go out and try to recruit the top players in the country with the idea we're going to lose some, and we try to figure it out during the spring for sure how they're doing, what the scouts are thinking, and the general managers and whoever we can get a hold of that will talk to us about it. So it's just part of it. And sometimes you have to over recruit, which we do, and we watch guys fall off the board basically, and then we go from there.
Coach, I know Ryan Stanek, probably a lot of people thought he would have gone higher than what he did in the draft. He dropped all the way towards the bottom of that first round. How soon do you think it will be before Razorback fans can see him pitching in the majors?
Well, if he stays healthy, I think he'll be in the big leagues in a couple of years. And you just never know. But I would say, obviously not this season, maybe not the 14th season, but I think 15 would be I think you're going to see him, pitching for somebody in the big leagues in some capacity, whether it's middle relief, closing, or, even starting. So he's got a good arm. He's got to really learn how to locate that fastball better. That was the whole issue. It's pitch count and pitchability. He's got great stuff. But commanding that stuff as far as that fastball, that's going to be the key, because you just can't throw it down the middle. And he had trouble throwing it for strikes a lot of times. And when he gets that rolling, and he will as he gets older, he'll be a big leaguer.
Most of your players are off playing in their summer leagues now. What do you hope that they can learn playing in these summer leagues that they can bring back to Fayetteville in the fall?
Well, number one, we want them to just keep developing and get better. And, playing in these, most of these are wood bat leagues, playing against other college players that are, at good universities, that are, at our level, SEC, Big 12, and those. I think that they should just get better. And when they bring that experience back, it helps the whole team. And when guys develop, it helps the whole team. I mean, you can't stay the same. You've got to get better. We always tell our guys, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse, and it's a fact. And these guys are out working hard. They want to get to. Get to the next round next year, get a chance playing a super regional, which gives you an opportunity to get to the World Series.
Coach Brian Anderson, do you see him heading to the bullpen or maybe as a starting pitcher next year?
Well, I don't see him as a starting pitcher. I see him as definitely a starting position player with the possibility of being a reliever, and I think that could happen. We've got 9 or 10 new pitchers coming in, and we kept a couple of high school guys that we were really concerned about keeping, and we think they're going to keep getting better and better, and hopefully we'll have some depth. But as far as experience, we're going to be short on experience as far as on the mound, and that'll be interesting to see how this goes this fall.
Coach, you have the SEC schedule for next year. How do you build your non-conference schedule around that schedule?
We've already built our non-conference schedule. My schedule's made 2 and 3 years in advance, and that's a little bit of the issue with who you play. I mean, we don't get our schedule until, we know when we play, we don't know where. So it's hard to schedule to be away on a Tuesday or Wednesday when you got to go away on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday and play. So that's the biggest issue. We've already got our non-conference schedule. I'm already working on 2015 and 16.
Looking toward the future. I like that.
You have to. You got to get people scheduled, because if not, you won't have anybody to play.
And you got to play somebody.
But
like you said, though, earlier, it's tough to determine what the NCAA wants you to do. And you've already, like you say, you've already got your schedule made. Well, if they want to throw in a monkey wrench and change up the criteria and what the committee is going to go on, well, you've got to wait a couple of years, don't you?
Well, what it does, basically what's going on is you get a lot more RPI points for winning on the road. You can win 2 out of 3 at home and win 1 out of 3 on the road, and it's almost like a push, a tie. So it's difficult. It's almost like you go on the road and win 2 out of 3, you're in great shape. So, it's a hard deal, because, we need to put games on our schedule at home. We need to keep our fans happy with the number of games we play. So there's a lot we're dealing with.
Dave, obviously there are two teams that are still alive in the SEC with a chance to go to Omaha. Mississippi State will pick up a game that was postponed because of weather. South Carolina, North Carolina, the winner moves on. When the SEC gets to the College World Series, do you root for teams in the league? And would you like to see the national championship come back to the SEC? Last year it went to the Pac-12 in Arizona, but 2 years before it stayed in the league?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really root for anybody when they're up there. I would like to see an SEC team win it. you know, we're all friends. We battle each other and we compete against each other. But, you know, I guess deep down I'm pulling for an SEC school to win.
And obviously next year you've got a lot more on your plate besides just trying to get to Omaha. You've got the USA baseball. Can you put in perspective what it means to be able to put on that jersey as the head manager?
Well, you know, it means a lot to me, and I think that, you know, it may be a once-in-a-lifetime situation to be the manager, the head coach, and you know, we're traveling all over. It's going to make for a very, very busy year for me, you know, because I have to get everything prepared, not only for Team USA, but get our program lined up. So when I'm gone next summer, you know, I can feel good about the recruits and the team. And, you know, we're way ahead of the game right now in the 2014 class, as we've got about 10 committed right now. We're actually working on the 2015s, going and looking at the six, we call it the juniors, the junior national events, 16 and under. So, you know, if we have a good summer recruiting there and figure out what these seniors to be are looking like as far as the draft next summer, it'll really ease my mind. But, you know, getting back to your original question, it's a big honor. And putting on that uniform is something special. I got to do it a couple summers ago. And, you know, we had a short tour of about 3.5-4 weeks. This is more towards six, and we go out of country a couple of times. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Got to make sure your wife has that passport ready, correct?
Yeah, she. You know, they're already working on that. I'm sure they'll be at when we go to the Netherlands, they'll all be there.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. And next year we hope that we'll be talking to you deeper into the month of June.
Well, I appreciate it, and we do too. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Okay, we'll see you later.